Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Daf Chav Gimal. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Therefore, Asher Ema Dina Batzara Enna. Therefore, Asher Ema Dina Batzara Enna. Therefore, Adab for the nefesh of the guf. That's Sophie. Enna from the hem. For the nefesh of the guf. For the kerubah the love. Vehenir Rasul Noman. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chabbet Amud Bet, and we are starting from the Mishnah, four lines down. Avar Avera Shiyesh Bashne Lavin. If a person committed an Avera that has two Isurim on it, for example, he went with Kilayim, he took a Shor and a Hamor and he put them together and he plowed, and he was plowing Kilayim, he plowed wheat and grapes, which is not allowed. So he did two Averot in one shot. So it says, Avar Avera Shiyesh Bashne Lavin, Amaduhu Omed Echad. If they gave him one omid, they assessed him in one shot. Let's say he's hayav now 78 malkot because he did two isurim. If they made one big assessment, they said he's hayav, let's say, 53 malkot. They give him the 51, and then he's off the hook. However, but if they assessed him at separate times, for example, let's say Edim came on Monday and they testified that he committed the first sin. So they assessed him, and then the Edim came on the next day and they assessed him for the next Avon. They testify for the next Avon, so they assessed him at different times. So it says, Ve'im lav, loke, umitrape, vehozer veloke. They give him Malkut, wait till he gets better, and then they assess him again, and they give him the second Malkut. So it all depends. If they assess him simultaneously for both Averot, then they give him whatever they assessed him for, and he's patur from the rest. If they did it at separate times, so the first day they give him whatever they give him, then they wait till he gets better, and they assess him again. The Gemara says, Ve'atanya. In Umdin Omed Echad Shnei Lavin. But the Gemara clearly says from a Braita, you're not supposed to give an assessment for two sins at a time. Amishnah's mashma that you can do that. Amar Rav Sheshad Lakashar. There's no question. Had Amadu Al Arba'im Behada, Had Amadu Al Arba'im Vetarte. It all depends. If they assessed them for 41, in the other case they assessed them for 42. And in the Mishnah, we said that what? That you assessed them for two avonot and you give them for both avonot. That's what they assessed them for both and came out to 42. Now, why is 42 a special number? Because 42, you could say 39 is for the first one, and then 3, which is the minimum, let's say, so 3 is already for the second avon. So in a case like that where they assessed them for 42, you can give them both. However, if let's say they assessed them for 41, now 41, you can't give 41 because it's not divisible by 3. So what do you give him? 39, which is the closest number backwards that's divisible by 3. The other two, he doesn't get. So then we look at it as if they only assessed him for one, because 39 is considered for one complete avon. Therefore, they wait till he gets healthy, and then they assess him for the next one. So it all depends what came out in his assessment. If it came out to 42, it can count as 2. Anything less than 42, so it counts as 1.
Maybe we'll say, let's get this guy, so we'll just take our turn.
Look at the Iban. Amadu al arba'im v'hada. Kol ma she'omdim alav ad 39, anything up to 39, hashbinan mishum had lav. You consider it as one lav. Once in the kaku dino lemalkut 40 chasidah, because that's what he's supposed to get. 39 al lav echad. V'mosifin alav afilu shalosh makot. If they add three makot, them afilu the havale 49, which is 42, hashuvim otam shalosh. Omid de lava, that omid of 3 is considered a separate lava itself. If they only added 2 makot, it's not divisible by 3, you don't give them the makot. Comes the next Mishnah. Ketzad Malkin, or now the Mishnah gives us the details how they actually deliver the Malkut. Kofesh te yadav ala amud hilak vehilak. So they tie his hands to a pole. Hazan, a Knesset, or Hezbe Begadav. And the Hazan, the Shamosh of the Bet Knesset, holds on to his clothes, grabs his clothes. Im nikri'u nikri'u. And he tears them. If they rip, no problem. Im nifrimu nifrimu. Nifrimu is even more. If there's many rips on their garment when he's ripping, which is he rips it because. He rips it off, rips his shirt off to embarrass him. Until he reveals the heart of the perpetrator. There's a rock behind the pole. And the shamosh is standing on the rock, so he's standing over the person. And he has a whip in his hand. Shel egel kefula ehad lishnayim vishnayim larba'a. So he has a piece of strap from an egel, from a kef. That's the type of leather they use. And they double it over. They fold it over to make it kefula ehad lishnayim into two. And then ushnayim larba, they take another one and they fold it over also into two and they attach them together. Ushtei ritzuot shel hamor, and then you have two ritzuot of the hamor of donkey leather. Olot v'yordot ba. So some explain olot v'yordot ba means they would sew the donkey leather over the egel, meaning because it's open on the sides because they fold it. So you have an opening on the folds, that part is open. So they would sew the hamor leather over that to cover the opening of the kefalim on both sides. And some say that it's a different explanation. Some say, what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah olot v'yordot ba? Some say that well, ma'alev is mean they're sewing it. So that means olot v'yordot. Olot, when you sew, you go in and out. You go up and down. So it's olot v'yordot. They would sew it on the side. Some have a different explanation that they would actually do it in a way where when you would hit the victim, so we get like a double hit. It would hit them with the first piece of leather and then the other one would snap down. So they would stick it in between the leather. You would have, let's say, the hamor on the outside and the egel on the inside, and it would flap as they would hit it down, so the other one would bang down as well. In any event, we'll have to see why it was made out of shor and hamor. Why specifically they need egel and hamor to be made out of the whip over there. Anyway, it says Yada tefah. The handle would be a tefah made out of wood. Veruchba tefah, and the rochab of the strap would be a tefah. Right? That's liban. Yada tefah makel shetiluyaba orko tefah utzua atzma rechaba tefah. And the width of the ritzua itself would be a tefah, so it's like a thick 3 or 4 inches wide. Verosha magat al pi kireso. And when they hit him, it's got to be long enough that the whip goes around and able to hit him in the front by his stomach. Umake oto shlish milefanav v'shti yadot milacharav. 1/3 of the makot, let's say 13 of the makot, are on his stomach. They hit him in a way where the whip hits him in the front, and then the other 2/3 are on his back. Milacharav. We're going to learn that from pesukim. Ve'eno make oto lo omed velo yoshev elam mota. He's not standing, he's not sitting, Ela, he is bending over. Shnei Emar, v'hipilo as shofet. Shofet falls him down, so he does it in the way of bizayon. V'makeh, makeh b'yado ahad b'chol kocho. The guy that's doing the hitting, it's in one hand, and he levels the blow with all the strength. V'koreh, koreh, and there's another dayan over there that's reading pesukim at the time of the makot. Is it pesukim from Parashat Kitavo? These are the curses. Im lo tishvo la'asot. If you don't fulfill the Torah and Mitzvot, v'efla Hashem in makotcha, God is going to give you the makot, et makot, v'chodet chata makot, and he keeps on repeating the pasuk. Ushmartem et tefrei haberit hazot, v'chotem, v'hu ra'o mikhaper avon, and he tries to read all these three pesukim throughout the ceremony. V'chozer l'tchilat hamikra. And then what? If it's still going on, he goes back to the beginning and he reads it over again. V'im met tachat yado patur. Now if the guy dies, they made an assessment, and the guy died anyway, so he's patur. Because we learned already in Masechet Makot earlier that you don't go to galut when you're doing mitzvah. Shaliach Bet Din is doing a mitzvah. For example, like a father hit a son, or a rabbi hits a student. We said if they die, that's doing a mitzvah. Therefore, there's no galut. Hosif lo od ritzua ahad v'amed bad. If he added an extra one, right? They assessed him for 21, and he gave him 22. V'amed areze goleh al yadon. Then he does go to galut. Now we have to see why he goes to galut in that case over there. L'chaora, if he's mezid, he gave him an extra one on purpose, so there's no galut on that case. He's a shogeg. I don't know why he's a shogeg. If somebody's counting for him, and the guy who counted gave him the wrong number, so he should be honest. So we have to exactly figure out why this guy is considered a shogeg. Nitkalkel. If, let's say, at a certain stage of the process, the perpetrator, he made in his pants, basically. That's what it's saying. Ben berei, ben bemayim. Whether it's there, that's defecate number two, or b'mayim is urinated, patur, because the Torah says v'neklachicha. Once already he's embarrassed, He's embarrassed. Finish. He's off talking. Doesn't go to good. We have to see exactly which stage of the process are we talking about. Even before he got Malkut, after he got one lash, or is it the minimum? We'll see. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ish Bere'i Va'isha B'mayim. Rabbi doesn't know. Ha'ish Dafka Bere'i Va'isha B'mayim. They all each one according to their busha. Okay, comes the Gemara now and begins. My Tama, which you're telling me that one, they have to tie his hands to the pole. Mind you, it wasn't such a big pole. It was two amot, the pole. So two amot is like 4 feet. So therefore, when he's tying him up, he's really bent over, standing over the pole. Now, my Tama, what's the reason why they have to do that to him? Tie to the pole. Mishum v'nikla. Because v'nikla. So that's just, you got to embarrass him. You got to do something that's going to, you know, be a busha to him. Okay? That's the way you do it. Derech b'zayon. Amar av sheshat mishum rabbi l'azar ben azar ya. Minayin l'tzu'ah shishir ha'egel. How do you know that the l'tzu'ah itself has to be made out of kef? Tichtiv. 40 yakinu. It says in the Torah. Hit him 40 times. What's the next inyan? Usmich le lo tahsom shor didisho. The next pasuk talks about not muzzling your ox. Huh? So we see there's a connection between the whip and the ox. Hello, if we learn from the Simichut Pesukim over there that the whip is made from the ox, which is the Egel. Let's say you have a Yibama, that's a girl that her husband passed away. She falls to the brother-in-law. Let's say she falls in front of a guy with all boils on his body. And she don't want to do the Yibum with this guy over there. You don't muzzle her. Which means she's saying, I don't want to marry this guy. You don't say, keep quiet. The Torah says you got to make Yibum. You don't muzzle her. How do you know you let her speak her claims and therefore you'll just make a halitza instead of a yibum? Because the Torah says you're not allowed to muzzle an animal. The next parasha talks about yibum. So we make a connection between yibum and muzzling. In the case where a lady falls to the sky, don't muzzle her, accept her claims, and therefore you don't have to. She doesn't have to make him. Don't muzzle the yevama. Amar Rav Sheshat Meshum Rabbi Elazar Ben Azaria. Avodah Zarah. Torah says, Rabbi Elazar says, whoever is mebazeh the mu'adim, what does the mu'adim mean? That she writes on the second line, Ivan cholo shil mu'ed. Talking about cholo mu'ed even, not only the days of Yom Tov, but mebazeh the holidays, is like he worships Avodah Zarah. Dichtiv, Elohim, Masecha, lo ta'aseh lach, uchsmich le. After it talks about Avodah Zarah, next pasuk is it Hag HaMasot Tishmor. So you see over there, it's a connection between worshipping Avodah Zarah, but not fulfilling the holidays, the Shalosh Regalim, with the proper intent, with the proper observance. Ve'amar Rav Sheshat Meshum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Kol ha-misaper Lashon Hara. Anybody that speaks Lashon Hara. Ve'chol ha-mekabel Lashon Hara. Anybody receives Lashon Hara. Ve'chol ha-me'id Eidut Sheker. And anybody that gives false testimony. Ra'uy la-shlicho le-kelavim. He's worthy to be thrown to the dogs. Dichtiv la-kelev tashlichun oto. Torah says when you have a piece of taref meat, what do you got to do with it? Throw it to the dogs. Usmikle, what's the next pasuk? Lo tisa shem achshav. Do not be a bearer of a false report. I mean, don't speak lashon hara. Kari ben amed lo tasi. Which means, not only that, lo tasi, the Torah says. What is tasi? So look at the mefarchim. Lo tasi means, not only don't accept lashon hara, lo tisa shem achshav. Don't receive it, but don't be the one that carries it. Lo tasi. Don't be the one that says the lashon hara, both ways, right? So lo tasi, don't speak it to your friend. And also, it says in the next pasuk right there, or the pasuk finishes, al tashit yadecha im nashav yot ed hamas, and do not be an ed hamas, a false witness. So you see over there, these three people that are bearing lashon hara, receiving lashon hara, bearing false testimony, they are worthy to be thrown to the dog. That is their onesh. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, we said Tana Shel Hamor. Kedadi Shaul Gilel Ah Alid Rabbi Chazda Yada Shor Konehu. The Hamor Ebus Be'alav Yisrael O Yada Amilo Et Bonam. The pasuk says the Shor, he knows his master, which means he respects his master, the ox. The Hamor, he respects the one that gives him the food. Ebus Be'alav, he respects the one that gives him the trough with the food in it. However, the Navi says Yisrael O Yada. My nation doesn't even have the loyalty like an animal. And therefore, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Mishi Makir Ebus Be'alav, V'yipara Mishi Eno Makir Ebus Be'alav. Let the one that's loyal to his master come along and punish the one that's not loyal to his master. Let the Shor and the Hamor They recognize where they get their sustenance from. Let them come be the one, the agent, to come and punish the person who doesn't recognize where his loyalty should be. Yada tefa. Amar Abaye. Now we said in the Mishnah that what? That you gotta have a long whip, enough around to wrap around the guy's stomach. So the Amar Abaye Shwami Na, call had the had the fun gabbe abdinan. That each one's gotta be a custom made whip. Because you have a guy that's fat, so you have to have a bigger whip to reach around his stomach. So it seems you have to have a custom made whip for each person. You can have a lot of tzuot. How many tzuot are you going to have? Every guy that comes to the bet, you have to make him a tzuot. It has a knot. They make like an adjustable tzuot. When they need to knot it, so they make it smaller. When they need to open it, they make it looser to make it bigger. So it's an adjustable tzuot based on the person that's coming there. So it says, how do they whip him? One third is in front of him and two thirds are in back of him. So he goes, how do you know that? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Pilo, Ashur Veikau Lefanav. It says, and you will hit him Lefanav in front of him, Kede Lishato. Lishato is one Lishah, meaning one third of the Lishah. Lishato is Lishah Achat. Lishah is 13. 13 of them are in the front. Bimispar, and Bimispar comes and teaches us that the rest, the leftover the mispah, the other two rish, or the other two thirds are done combined. Rishah achat mifanav, shtei rishoyot ma'acharav. That's learning from the word mispah. She says, Riban says, the mispah shtei rishoyot ma'acharav. But that's how we learn it. In malkin oto. Okay, Amar of Chazda, Amar of Yohanan. Minayin rishoah she mechupelet. How do you know that you have to double over the rishoah? You have to fold it over. How do you know you're supposed to do that? Shneimar vehipilo. So vehipilo, and you'll fall the person, make the person fall down on the floor. So they read it as if it says vehichpilo. Vehichpilo is to make it kaful. You need it for itself to teach me that what? That it's got to be down. That it can't be standing or sitting. How could you learn from the word vehipilo? Vehichpilo. Because if the Torah just wanted to tell me it has to be down, it could have used the word yatehu. Why did you use the word yipilo? Shema mina tarte. So we learn both items. Hamake make biyado tanu rabbanan. And ma'amidim hazanim. These shamosh guys that you use to be the agent to give the whips. Ela hasre kowa v'yitere mada. They could be people that are hasre kowa. You don't have to be the strongest. You can have even huska benoni. Even mediocre strength. But they have to have yitrema, they have to have intelligence, they have to have brains. However, Rabbi Yehuda omer afilu hasre mada v'yitere kowa. Even if they're brainless, they don't have too much brains, but yitere kowa, and they're extra strong, it's okay. Now what's the issue over here between these rabbis? So go Amar Rava kevated Rabbi Yehuda mistavra. It makes sense to go like Rabbi Yehuda. That says what? Hasre da'at. That they don't have da'at, but they have at least kawah. Dichtiv, lo yosif, pen yosif. You're not allowed to give an extra makah. Now, I amav mishtama, hasirei mada'a. If you tell me that they lack intelligence, hainu de tzadik le'azhureh. That's why you have to warn the guy. Eh? Pen yosif. They warn the guy who's giving the lashes. Don't give him extra, because they don't have too much brains. That's why the Torah says, pen yosif. You got to warn the guy, don't give any extra, because the guy doesn't know what he's doing. Elai amat yatirei mada'a. But according to the hachamim, that said yatirei mada'a, the guy's intelligent. What do you got to warn him for? He knows, he's an intelligent guy. What do you got to tell him? Don't give an extra one. He knows the law. So Rabbanan says, "Ein mizrazin ela limzuraz." You don't give musar only to somebody that already is able to accept the musar, which means only to a mizuraz, somebody that's smart, so you can talk to him, you can give him advice. But the fool, you can give a fool for. The fool, the advice doesn't help him. So, en mizrazim en mizuraz. He has to be quick himself. Adrabai, to the smart guy, you're able to give him advice. The other guy, no, comes and says, Tana, kishu magbiya, magbiya b'shti yadav. When he lifts the tzu'ah up, he lifts the tzu'ah up with both of his hands. Ushu makeh, makeh b'yadav. When he goes down with one hand. Kihechi deleteh medideh. In order that it comes from him, meaning from his strength. It wants to come down in a strong way. Okay, comes the kol kohol.
Like this?
Yeah, lifts it up like this.
So why can't he lift it with one?
And then he goes down.
Okay, so lift it up with one.
Why lift it up with two? Shtei yadav. Shtei yadav. You can lift it higher, he says. The medaya tuva. When you lift it with two hands, I guess you can go back and go back further. So he says, you go back further, and then you bring it down with one. Okay, comes the Gemara continues.
The correct Korea, two judges watching the process, and one of the judges is doing the Pesukim, is reading the Pesukim. So Yomara says, the biggest of the judges does the reading. The second one does the counting. And before each makkah, one. And then the third, so this guy's reading, the other guy says, okay, one. After he says one, the other guy says, hit. And this guy's still reading, okay, two. And the guy says, hit. So that was the order of the judges of the Ma'arich. When the long makot, it's 39, even more than 39 sometimes, so Ma'arich, he reads the Pesukim slow, because they want the Pesukim to finish simultaneously with the makot. So it's a small amount of makot, so they shorten it, they do it in, he reads it quickly. We know from the Mishnah, let him read normally, and then if there's still time left, he reads it again. So what do you tell me has to be Mekatzer or Ma'arich? Just let him read it again. Mitzvah litzamtzem. It's a mitzvah to try to make it perfect that the reading, even the first time, will end simultaneously with the end of the makot. Ve'ilo simtzem. But if he wasn't able to be mitzamtzem, he wasn't able to make it precise. Chozer l'tchilat hamikra. Then he goes back to the beginning of the pesukim. So the Mishnah is talking about bidi'avad. Bidi'avad, if he wasn't able to make it precisely at the same time simultaneously, so he goes back. But if he was able to, we'd rather be with some same. Okay. What do we learn in the Mishnah? We said that you're not allowed to give him an extra makkah. If you give him an extra makkah, so he does not go to Galut, because again, he is doing it for the mitat beddi. Actually, we said the opposite. We said if he dies in the prescribed makot, he doesn't go to beddi, because then he's considered a Shariah mitzvah. But if he dies on the extra one, the extra one is not a mitzvah anymore. The extra one is not prescribed. Therefore, he goes to Galut. The other one says, "Tanu Rabbanan." We have a baraita. So it says, "Makkah." It says in the pasuk. Let's get the pasuk. You have to get this pasuk. Arba'im yakenu. Lo Yosef. Don't add anything. Pen Yosef lahakoto al ele makkah rabba. Now, Lo Yosef teaches me what? That what? Lo Yosef, I would say what? That you shouldn't add to the assessment or to the giving. But the Torah comes along and says, it says Pen Yosef. Pen Yosef is coming to teach me that it's a lav. It's already an isur to go above the assessment that was given. So what is this Pen Yosef coming to teach me? It says Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef, like a double language over here. Okay, it says Ilu lo amar kutub ela lo Yosef, en li lo hayiti yodaya shi Yosef vikahu ovid belav, en li bezman she Yosefin amyan arba'im v'chaser echad kutub avadim Yosef al kol omid ve'omid. Which means I would have thought, if it just would have said Lo Yosef, I would have said, let's say they gave him 39, and you went to 40, you went above the 39. Pen Yosef comes and teaches me, even if you went above the assessment, they assessed him for 18, so even if you went above the assessment, you gave him 19, you're also going to be chayav. Lo Yosef on the 39, I would say. Pen Yosef means even on the assessment, which is less than 39. It says what? Makaraba. Do not add a makaraba. What is makaraba? So it says makaraba in the ela makaraba. That's only talking about where you were Mosif makaraba. A lot of lashes, it sounds like. Makamu'etet. But let's say you only added one or two. Minayin. Talmud Omar. Lo Yosef. So Lo Yosef comes and teaches me they're not allowed to be Mosif even one more than they judgment the Beddin. Now that doesn't make any sense. If you're telling me Makaraba you can't add, so certainly Makamu'etet you cannot add. Makaraba means you can't add 5, 6. Makaraba. So how do you know Makamu'etet? Lo Yosef. Of course, if Makamu'etet you can't add, so even Makamu'etet. Which means you're not allowed to add anything. You get what I'm saying? Obviously, once you're saying makam mu'atid, once you're saying you can't add makam mu'atid, even one or two, so we have to say makam merubah for. It's obvious. If I can't add one or two, I can't add 10. The Gemara says, "Im ken matamud omar makaraba." That's the Gemara's question. What's makaraba coming to teach me? The med al rishonot she'en makaraba, which means that we learn that when you're giving him the lashes, you're supposed to give it to him makaraba. You give it to him with all your strength. And the first ones that you're allowed to give him, make sure you give it to him makaraba. You lay it in the strongest way. Look at the Rivan now. Okay, makam mu'atid kikon she'avdu lefachot mi makah b'sidur echad. Okay, they judge them less. So that's it's only makam mu'atid. No, it's only makam mu'atid like we learned. Look at the next one. In the elam karabah, resha debrayta hachiita b'sifri. In the elam b'zman she'mosifim al miyan arba'im al kol omed v'omed. She'avdu bedin. Oh, for the words lo yosif, and then what? Only when you're adding more than 39. They judge it for 39, they gave him 40. How do you know that even on an omid, if he went against above the assessment, when they gave him a lot of makot, even 201 had no tzasud, lo yosif makot al ele amyana omid, shum makaraba shinitan lakoto baal korcho, ken nir ele rabbi, bashon achar kibbel rabbi, tanu banan, echad isho, okay, that's the next one. But the Bais Yisrael is issue over here, you can't even go one over, you're going to be hayav, and not only that the way it has to be given is in a makaraba, it has to be given in a strong kol korcho, and it kalkes, what do we say in the Mishnah? The guy became embarrassed. How did he become embarrassed? He made him his pants. And then already, whether it's mine, whatever it is, the Gemara will explain the Shittot. Then already he's considered Vinikla. And once he's considered Vinikla, he's embarrassed. He's considered Achicha, he's your brother again. And therefore, let him go. He's exonerated. So come to Gemara, Zatana Banan. Echad Ish Vechad Isha, whether it's a man or it's a lady. Bede'i Velo B'maim, Divinu B'mir. First Shittot B'mir says, Davka Re'i. Maim is not a Ptur kot mimir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ish Berei Va'isha B'mayim. So Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, no, the man has to be Dafka Berei, but the lady, she could be already exonerated with Mayim. Rachemi Momrim, Echad Ha'ish V'Echad Ha'isha Ben Berei Ben B'mayim. Rachemi comes and says, it doesn't matter. Ish, Isha, Berei, Mayim, it's all the same in all exams. Kevin has a question, Vatanya, we looked at a Braita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Ha'ish V'Echad Ha'isha Berei. It says over here, Echad Ha'isha, man or lady b'rei. In the first statement we had what? Rabbi Yehuda said, the man b'rei and the lady b'mayim. Here it's Masra, both man and woman b'rei. So they can be mine, Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Shneim Shevin b'rei. When it comes to re'i, Rabbi Yehuda said they're both equal. Re'i applies to ben b'ish, ben b'isha. What Rabbi Yehuda said above was the gabe mayim. Mayim only applies to Isha and not to the man. So he's not so tell himself. So he's the first bright, and then he said, what? Ha'ish b're'i v'isha b'mayim. He's giving you the differences. That Dafka, Ish is b're'i, and Isha b'mayim. But of course, Isha gam b're'i. B're'i, there's no argument. B're'i, Kodan Shemim. The Haduk is in the mayim. Amar Shemuel. Okay, now we have interesting cases over here. Kefatu. Let's say they tied him to the Amud, they tied him to the poles, like we learned in the Mishnah, and they didn't even start to whip him yet. They didn't even get to give him any lashes yet. And what happened? Veratz mi bed din patur. He escaped. He untied himself and he ran away from the bed din. He is going to be patur. Now, why should he go be patur? So the Mefashim explained because he's embarrassed. So once already they started the process, even if they didn't give him one whip yet, the psak din was on him, so he's patur. Once they tie him to the poles, that's already the Temakut started already. And therefore, the din is batel. Mashka, if he ran away before they tied him to the pole, so he's lovely. They bring him back and they give him the whips. Metive also. Gemara quotes a braita. Kala. Now, the word kala in this braita doesn't mean light. Kala is not nikle. Nikle means if he was embarrassed, if he was metbaze, kala. Ben berishona. Which means, whether this happened over here, when they were about to give him the first malkut, meaning what? The guy lifts his hand up, right? He was about to give him the first blow, and the guy already was nitkalkia. The guy made his pants. You didn't even hit him. You just raised your hand. That's barishona. Or ben b'sheniya. Or you hit him once, and now you're ready to hit him the second time. Doesn't matter. Potrin oto. Doesn't matter. Right? Patur, because bottom line, he's the klai got embarrassed. It was considered achicha. However, nifsekar etzua. Let's say, as they were hitting him, the belt broke. The belt ripped. So it says, Beshiniya potrin oto. If he got at least one, and now they're ready to hit him for the second time, and the thing fell apart, then he's patur. However, barishona, but if the belt fell apart, even when the first time, before they even hit him at all, ain't potrin oto. Why? because he wasn't mitpazeh. He didn't get any busha. So the Gemara says, Amai, why you not poter him? Leve kerats. He shouldn't be worse than a guy that ran away before the first makkah. Which means, in the first case, you told me what? The guy's tied to the pole. Nothing happened to him. He escaped, he ran away. Oh, he's patur. So this guy also the chaura. Bottom line, the thing broke when he's standing over here at the pole, just like you put him over there before he got any lashes. You should be put him in this case also before he got any lashes. So comes the Gemara and says, there's a big difference. Hatam ratz, hachalo ratz. Over there, not only did he did something, he ran away. The running away is the busha. And therefore, by running away, he had to escape. He ran away. Oh boy, this guy's embarrassed already. You know what? He's patur. This guy over here, he did nothing. He's tied to the pole. He did not. The guy went like this. The tzu'ah broke. You're not putting him. He's not embarrassing anything over there. So therefore, it's not the pshat that we just tied him to the pole. The running is considered the busha. And if once he runs away, he's like, oh, this guy, he has to run away from Betin. He's an escapee. It's a busha to do such a thing. So therefore, in that case, over there, he's going to be patur. Even though they didn't hit him at all. But this guy just was tied to the pole. And they lifted their hand up and the thing broke. That's not going to be a patur. Amaduhu, amazing thing. Let's say they assessed him. They said already, this guy, you're going to give him one lash, the guy's going to make it his pants. They assessed him for that. So therefore, the deen is potrin oto. They exempt him, which means they poter him. Now, why is that so? Because it says pen yosif la'akoto v'nikla. You're not allowed to hit him an extra lash that's going to cause him to be embarrassed. So therefore, if they assess him already from the beginning that the lashes are going to cause an embarrassment, so that's already pen yosif. That's like adding already that's going to cause embarrassment. The only way he assesses it, he can accept 21 and they assume he's going to be able to handle it. But if they assume that with the lashes that we assess him, the guy's going to be caused a vadainik in 21, you won't give him anything. Because you know that these lashes are going to bring him to nikla, it's already pen yosif. You can't give him the number that will lead to embarrassment. Now let's say this, listen, we're going to give him the whips. When he gets home, when he leaves Betin, he's going to be all nervous and he's going to become nikla, yikle, malkinoto. It's not a problem. We're worried about in Betin, but after Betin, not a problem. Let's say the guy, before they even gave him the first whip over here, he was kala b'tchila. He made his pants before the thing even started. Malkinoto, give him the malkut. Shneimar v'hikau v'nikla, v'lo shnikla kevar v'bedin. Which means you got to start the process. Let's say they were omed him. You can handle 21. Nothing. Focus on the guy shaking. He gets nervous. They didn't wait to get him. The process didn't start yet. So that says vehilka v'nikla, that the nikla comes as a result of the nikla. But if the guy is beforehand, so therefore it's not a patur, and therefore he has to go back to the bedin and get another one. Look at the Ivan right before the Mishnah. Lekshiilke kala pirush. Lekshiilke yikle she'amadu. They assessed him. Shim yilkehu miyad yitkalkel berei. If you hit him, right away he's going to make him his pants. Putin, the pen you see for the clock, if the end not him, no makat she yikle al. You don't give him makat, you know for sure he's going to become the clear. Biyad, kach shemati, aval amdu, shelo yitkalkel al lahar malkum, makin oto. Karat, ailah, kodim shekabel al shum makam, makin oto, ahalei kehen. Beautiful. Okay, comes the next Mishnah. Kol haybe kiritut. Okay, now we discuss all the haybe kiritut. If I'm not mistaken, there's 36 haybe kiritut in the Torah. So call haybe kiritut all the items that are hayav karet shelaku, that instead of giving malkut, you warned the guy that he's going to get malkut, and you gave him the malkut instead of the karet. Teru yede kiritatam, the patur from the karet. So malkut can handle the karet. Chene emar v'nikla achicha le'anecha k'shelaka areu k'achicha. The fact of the pasuk says v'nikla achicha. Once already he's nikla, I mean, once he gets the malkut, he's considered your brother again. This guy that committed a karet, he's not your brother, he's a rasha. He got malkut, he's back to becoming achicha. Devrei Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. That's shita of Hananya ben Gamliel. Amar Hananya ben Gamliel. Ma ima ovir avira achat. Notel nafshu aleha. Look how serious the avirotam. For one avira, the guy, it cost him his life, which is a karet. Ha'ozeh mitzvah achat, al achat kama v'kama. Could you imagine if you do one mitzvah, it's going to give him back his life, which means it's going to bring him to life. Look at the Ivan. Anachat kama v'kama shetinaten lo nafsho. Demida tova meruba memidat puranut echad v'chamesh meot. You know that we saw this many times, that God's goodness in the beracha is 500 times greater than the side of puranut. How do we know that? Demida puranut ketiv. Moked avon avot abim al shelishin v'al levi'in. God carries the avon to four generations. Ubemida tova ketiv osei chesed le'alafim. Alafim is 2,000. So if you keep the avon for four, and you keep the mitzvah for 2,000, that's 500 times. So that's what we learned. That midah tova is 500 times greater than midah pura. Umetargemina the alafim dare arba'a dorot keneged alafim dorot. Ha'inu echad mechamesh meot. Good. Mi'ut alafim eno pachot mishne. This is alafim. Alafim can be 10,000, but the minimum of alafim is what? 2,000. That's what we learned. Like that. V'chol sheken in kifshuton. If you learn the pshat without going into the rash, alafim can mean forever. So Koshekin is even more than 500 times. It's at least 500 times greater. But if you learn the Pshat, Alafim could mean thousands of years, even more. Okay, comes the Mishnah, comes the Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need a Kal Vachomer. I can learn that the power of a mitzvah, I can learn from the Pesukim themselves. Why? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Memekomo Lamed. I can learn from the Pesukim, Shneemar, Venechritu, and Nefasho Ta'osot. It says in the Pesuk, what? That those that fulfill the, that do the Karet, let's say the arayot, whatever the avon over there was. So it says he's going to get karet. And then what does it say in the beginning of the parasha? It says, and you should keep the Torah and the mitzvot, asher yaseh otam ha'adam v'chai b'hem. Look at the top of the Ivan. Usmik leh ish ish el kol she'el besarot demashma mi she'oseh chukotai ani noter chayim ve'elu eno chukotai ish ish halamata, which means Torah is telling you, if you don't commit these avirot, so what I'm going to give you? V'chai b'hem. You're going to have long life. So you see, you don't got to go to a Kal Vachomer. Oh, what, the bad side is this, the good side is that. The Pesukim say clearly that what? The beginning of the Arayot Perashat says, if whoever refrains from these Averot that are written over here, you're going to have life. So what do we learn from over here? Gemara Doresh. Hayoshev, ha? Kol Hayoshev, lo avar avera, notim lo schar ke'ose mitzvah. That by being passive and not doing an avera, it's considered as if you did a mitzvah, because the Torah is telling you, "Asher yaseh otam adam." You'll do them. How are you going to do them? By not doing the avera. So you see that sitting passively, not doing an avera, is considered like actively doing a mitzvah. Asher yaseh otam adam b'chayim. How are you doing them? You're refraining. So again, yashav adam v'lo avar avera, they consider as if he did a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Omer, Harei Omer, rak hazak lebilti achol adam. Torah says, be strong. Don't eat blood. The adam wa nefesh, because the dam is the nefesh, that's the life of a person. Uma im hadam shenafsho shel adam katsa memenu. Who likes blood? Blood is disgusting to a person. Haporesh menu mekabel sachar, and still what? By refraining from something that anyway you'd probably refrain from anyway, because it's disgusting. Until the Torah says what? Hazak lebetiyah kol dam, and you get reward. Gezel va'arayot. When it comes to theft, and it comes to arayot, is immorality. Shenafsho shel adam mitaveh lahem umahmadatan, which is the person's soul is mitaveh, has a ta'ava for arayot, and he's chomed other people's money. Haporesh mehen al achat kama v'kama sheyizkeh lo udorotav udorotav ad sof kol hadorot. All the more so they're going to reward him for his generation, for all the generations until the end of time. Which is, if on an avera that he's not prone to have any ta'ava towards, and he stops, they offer him blood. No, I can't drink. Torah says asur. He doesn't have any yitzhara to drink the blood. Torah says he gets reward. Kavahomer on things that he's prone to do, like gives him arayot, and he controls his urge to these things. Kavahomer is going to get reward for the generations all the way to come. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia Omer, Atza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael. Hananya ben Akashia says, God wanted to be mezakei Yisrael, which means, look at the Rivan, he wanted to give us a lot of zechuyot, he wanted to give us a lot of olam haba, kedei sheyu mekabelim sachar b'ma shemon'in atzmem na'averot. He wants us to get reward from refraining from averot. Lefichach hirba lahem shelo yad tzadik l'tzvot kama mitzvot kama zo shkatsim nevelot shenecha adam she'eno katz bahem v'shekabu sachar al sheporshim mehem. which means Ratzata is what goes to say. Vifika Hirbala him Torah Mitzvot. He gave us a lot of Torah Mitzvot that we would have done anyway. Don't eat a nivela, a dead carcass. Disgusting. What's he done? Don't eat shkatzim, nematzim, and all these things. So why did God give us these mitzvot over here? Because Hashem hafez l'man tzidko. God wants to give us a lot of tzedakah. God wants to give us a lot of zikriyot and olam haba. If he made it to Hashem, he made Torah, he made yagdil Torah. He made the Torah very big. A lot of things that we were not going to do anyway. Why? Because God wants us to get olam haba. He gives a lot of averot, and he turns them into mitzvot in order to enhance our reward. Comes the Gemara and begins.
Amar Yuhanan. Halukin alav haderav al Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel.
Oh, now he's sorry, Sugya. Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel said, what in the Mishnah? That a guy that's Hayav Karei can be patur with the Malkut. Right? The Malkut covers him. How can he get Malkut? They warned him. If you do this, Hametz Pesach. Hey, buddy, if you eat this Hametz Pesach, you're going to get Malkut. And I said, oh, okay, I'm not okay. He ate it. So now they take him to Beit Din, they give him Malkut. Oh, but this is a karet item. Listen, they want me for Malkut, he gets the Malkut, he's covered. That's Rav Hananya ben Gamliel. So Gemara says, be aware, the friends of Rav Hananya ben Gamliel argue on him. They say that you can't get patur on a karet from a Malkut. Where do you see the friends of the rabbi argues on him? So it says, Amar Adab Rav Amar Rav Daninan. Because we learned in Masechet Megillah, Mishnah, and ben Shabbat Yom Kippurim. There's no difference between Shabbat and Yom Kippur. Ela sheze zedono bide Adam, veze zedono bihikaret. Mishnah says the only difference we're able to find between Kippur and Shabbat is what? Shabbat, if a guy does chilul Shabbat bezedon, he's punishable by man. Sekira is bedin. Veze zedono bihikaret. On Yom Kippur, there's no mitat bedin. Yom Kippur, if a person does an avera, does an avon. So what's the punishment? Karet. So that's the only difference the Mishnah was able to find between the 2 days. This is Bidei Adam, and this is Karet. So the Gemara asks, V'im Ita, and if you're telling me that what? That you can get a Malkut for a Karet. Idi Bidei Adam, both of them are Bidei Adam. Because even Kippur can be Bidei Adam. Because if you're telling me that if they gave him Malkut for a karet, that's also Bidei Adam. So you see that obviously that Mishnah Megillah argues on the Hananya ben Gamliel. Because that Mishnah says, no, this is Bidei Adam and this is Bidei Karet. And therefore you see what? That Kippur is never Bidei Adam. And therefore what? Mishnah is the Hachamim. And therefore you see what? The Hachamim must be arguing on the Hananya ben Gamliel. Halukin alav haverav za rabbi alav for the Mishnah Megillah. Good. Gemara says, few answers over here. Rav Nachman Omer, Rav Nachman says, Hamani, who's the author of that Mishnah? The Bitzhaki. That Mishnah is not the Rabbanan. That Mishnah is a Da'at Yahid. That Mishnah is going like the Bitzhak. Therefore, the friends of Rav Hananya, which are Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, they agree with Rav Hananya. Are you calling me that Mishnah? That Mishnah is Da'at Yahid. Who's that Mishnah going like? The Bitzhak. What does the Bitzhak say? Damar, Malkud, Behaibekiri Tut Leka. He's the opinion that says, there's no Malkud, Behaibekiri Tut. That an item that's Hayav Karet, there's no Malkut. Okay, so that Mishnah doesn't serve me a problem. That's Da'at Yahid. Netanya, Rabbi Yitzhak Omer, Hibe Kiritut Bechlal Hayu. When we learn the Parashah Arayot, it's all the forbidden relationships, yeah? And then what does it say at the end? Kol Ha'osot, anybody that does these things, V'nechreta, V'chretu Me'ameh, they're going to get Karet. V'lamma Yatzat Karet Ba'achoto. So why then, when the Torah is writing me that you can't go with your sister, it says what? Karet. What do you mean? Achoto is part of all the other arayot. Why do you need a specific karet by achoto as opposed to the general karet that's written by all of them? Laduno be karet v'lo be malkut. You know why it's repeating it? To come and emphasize only karet and not malkut. The repetition by achoto teaches me, hey, what do you say it twice for? I'll tell you why I said it twice. Dafka karet v'lo malkut. That's the Yitzhak's opinion. Oh, so that Mishnah over there, Masechet Megillah, that's not even better to be Yitzhak. That's Da'at Yahid. But we are telling Hananya ben Gamliel, he can be going like all the shitot that will hold, not like Rabbi Yitzhak. And therefore they'll say, what? If you get Malkut for Hamei Keritut, you're covered. That's one answer. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Rabbi Ashi Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, Ze Ikar Zedono Bide Adam, Ve Ze Ikar Zedono Bide Shamayim. Easy answer. I can tell you the Mishnah Megillah is not the Yitzchak. The Mishnah Megillah is going according to everybody, according to Rabbi Akiva, all the opinions. You have no idea that that Mishnah is against Rav Hananiah ben Gamliel. What did the Mishnah say over there? There's no difference between Kippur and Shabbat. Kippur is Bidei Shamayim and Shabbat is Bidei Adam. It meant the Ikar punishment is Bidei Adam, Bidei Shamayim. Of course, if a person gets warned for Malkut, even Kippur gets Malkut. But the Mishnah was only discussing the main punishment. And there was not argument of Hananiah ben Gamliel. That Mishnah that says Kippur is Bidei Shamayim. It is Bidei Shamayim. Primarily Kippur is Bidei Shamayim. The Torah says Karet. You're right. If a guy gets warned for Malkut and he gets Malkut, you're right. We agree he's going to be Patur. But the Mishnah is not discussing the oddity. The Mishnah is discussing the primary deen. And if Ikar Zedono Bidei Shamayim, Ikar Zedono Bidei Karet. And if I can say that Mishnah is going according to everybody, and Hananiah ben Gamliel is going like that Mishnah, there's no word to argue. It's a better answer. Because I don't have to make that Mishnah Megillah like Da'at Yahid. I can make the Mishnah according to everybody, and just talk about the Ikar punishment, that Mishnah will indeed agree that if a guy got Malkut, he will be Patur as well. Comes the Gemara, continues. Who's the halakha like? Amar Rav Adda bar Ava, Amar Rav, halakha, could be Hananiah ben Gamliel. We go like Hananiah ben Gamliel, that what? A karet that got Malkut, he's off the hook. So they didn't know where he got this from. Amar Rav Yosef, Man salik le'ela de'ata. You went up to the heavens? Who you went up to the heavens and brought this down? Who went up to the heavens and brought this down? How do you know the halakha is like Hananiah ben Gamliel? Well, you went to the Shamayim and you brought it down from the upper worlds? Where'd you get this from? Ve'amar, and you said. So Amar le abaye. He says, come on. Elahad Amar Yosha ben Nevi. Shedosha devarim asu bedin shel mata ve'eskimu bedin shel ma'ala al yadam. There's three halakhot that the Beit Din Shel Ma'ala, that the rabbis on earth said halakha is like this, and the Beit Din Shel Ma'ala was maskim, they agreed. Man salik li'ila ba'ata. Well, these rabbis also went up to the Shamayim and they brought down halakha. Said it. Ve'amar, and they said it. Ela kira'e kadarshinan. Ela must be, they found pesukim, and they were doresh of pesukim. Hachaname kira'e kadarshinan. So also, why did I say halakha kira'banja Hananiah ben Gamliel? We must have found pesukim to support his opinion. Well, every time a rabbi says halakha, it means he went up to the Shamayim and brought it down? No, it means he found pesukim just like the other rabbis. They said three halachot, Beit Din Shel Ma'ala was maskim. They didn't go up to the Shamayim and bring it down. They were doresh pesukim, the Shamayim was maskim. But what are the three halachot that Beit Din made up? So I'm not going to say now. Gufa, we learned. Amar Yosha ben Nevi. Shalosha devarim asu Beit Din Shel Mata. V'eskimu bedin shel ma'ala al yadam. Three items that bedin shel ma'ala established, and bedin shel ma'ala was maskim. Elu hen mikra megillah v'she'elat shalom b'shem v'havaat ma'aser. Okay, we'll go one at a time. The first item was reading the megillah, the establishment of megillah on Purim. Mikra megillah dechtiv kiyemu v'kibelu ayehudim. It says kiyemu v'kibelu. They accepted upon themselves. They fulfilled and they accepted. What's the double language? They fulfilled and they accepted all the laws of Purim, including Mikra Megillah. So it says, Kiyemu lema'ala, mashikibbilu lemata. That in the Shamayim, they established, Kiyemu lema'ala, mashikibbilu lemata. So you see what? That's an item that Beit Din established on earth. And in the Shamayim, they agreed. Okay, so that's that. V'she'elat shalom. Okay, what's she'elat shalom? Dichtiv. V'ne'bo'az ba mebet lechem. V'yom el ha'kotzerim, Hashem imachem. V'omer, Hashem imecha, gibor ha'chayim. That says the pasuk. Bo'az made a takana that when he would greet people, he would greet them with the name of Hashem. He would see a person, instead of saying good morning, he would tell them, Hashem Amechem, for Hashem's name, Havayah Amechem. And they would answer back, Yibarech Hashem. So he established that you're allowed to say She'elat Shalom Bashem. This was his Beit Din that established such a thing. And the Pasuk says, when the Malach came to Gideon, Gideon was one of the Shofetim. So when the Prophet, when the Malach came to Gideon, he appeared to Gideon and said, Hashem Amecha, Gibor HaHayah. They also greeted him with the name of Hashem. So the Gemara says, "My ve'omer." What do you need that second pasuk for? It's enough for Boaz. V'chitema Boaz who David medarte u'mishemaya lo askimu al yado. Because maybe you'll think Boaz did it on his own. But maybe in the Shaman didn't agree. The fact is that the Malach also came to Gedon and said Hashem Emecha. That means in Shaman they're agreeing that that type of greetings is legitimate. So you see, that's the second item that they established in Betin Shilmata. And you see, Betin Shilmala was Maskim. But now we get to the third one. Third one is the more complicated one. What is that? Ma'asid. Okay. Before we read it in the Gemara, let's read the Rivan. It's three laws that the Chachamim established regarding the giving of Ma'asid. Now we all know, in a regular perfect world, Ma'asid Rishon goes to the Levi. And you can give it to any Levi that you wish to give it to. There's no deen that you have to give it to a specific Levi. Okay? That's the general law. However, at a certain time, in the time of Ezra HaSofer, and we're going to see even from the times of Hezekiah HaMelech, they started making new laws regarding the Ma'asir. And in Shamayim, they agreed with them. What are they? Look at the Rivan. Vala'at Ma'asir. Kedavina v'yimamot. The Ezra HaSofer can sinhu le'levi'im. He penalized the Levi'im. No more Ma'asir for the Levi'im. Why? When he told them, let's go back from Bavil, we're going to go back to Israel to build the Beit HaMikdash, so the Kohanim went with Ezra HaSofer, the Levim stayed in Bavil. So he said, oh, you're not coming back to Israel. Number one, he said, for now on, you don't give the Ma'aseh straight to the Levim. First Takana, all of the Ma'aseh comes to the Beit HaMikdash. There's an office in the Beit HaMikdash to collect the Ma'aseh. And now the Kohanim and Levim split it equally. Before, the Levim had exclusive on Ma'aseh Rishon. Now the Tekana was, you lost your exclusive rights, now bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, and you and the Kohanim split it. Aaron HaKohen and his family will be with the Levim. Even before Ezra HaSofer, in the time of Hezekiah, Asa Kemochin. הכין לשקוט להביא כל המעשות בהן כדי שלא יקבלו מלווים שהיו עקום. The Levim were marrying into marriage and things like that. It wasn't good. So he penalized them, bring it to the Kohanim. כדי כתיב את דברי הימים ויום לחזקיה להכין לשקוט בית השם והכינו ויביאו את התרומה ואת המעשר וגם הוא תיקן עלו לירושלים מעשר ירק ומעשר אילן. Here's the third thing. So the first thing is bring it to בית המקדש. The second thing is Kohanim split it. Third item was he made a tekanana, you have to give ma'asid even on Bet Shemesh. Minat Torah, you only give ma'asid on Tirosh, Dagan, V'yitzar. Only on grapes and on oil and on wheat. He made a tekanana, why even give on Yirakot? And the fruit of the trees. Dichtiv. Uch parutz adavar. When the people would be parutz, when they were being lenient in ma'asid, they weren't really doing the ma'asid the right way. הרבו בני ישראל לשית הקדוש וישר ופש בלדים מי וכפרוצו קולרי דאורי תנינו ומשעני מעשיר ירק ומעשיר אילן, which means they were being lenient on the מעשיר, so they added on them מעשיר אילן as well. וכתיב בתרי עשר כמה לו נביא לישראל הביאו את כל המעשיר בית האוצר. So you see from the pasuk it says bring all the מעשיר to בית האוצר, not to bring it to the Levi, bring it to בית האוצר, to the church, bring it to בית המקדש. ובחנוני נא בזאת. And God says, test me. And show, I'll prove it to you. You bring the ma'asir and I'll make you rich. So you see, God agreed with the tekana of Ezra HaSofer that what? Bring it to the Beit HaOtzar and bring all the ma'asir, even on Yarak, and split it amongst the Kohanim and the Levim. So Chazal Gemara says, let's read it inside now. Havaat ma'asir dichtib. Have you would call the ma'asir the Beit HaOtzar? That's the first thing. This is, you see, God agreeing. Bring all the ma'aseh to the treasury. V'hi teref bebeti. And it'll be sustenance in my house. V'bahanuni nebazot ha'ashem seva'ot. If you don't have to open the shamayim, and you'll see, test me, if I'm not going to open up the gates of the shamayim, the windows in the heaven, v'arikoti lachem beracha ad belidai. I'm going to give you a beracha unending, ad belidai. My ad belidai. What does it mean, ad belidai? Amar mi bar rab. That you're going to have so much that your lips are going to become worn out from saying "die." That's how much you're going to have. Abilidai simply means you're going to have a lot. Die is enough. I guess it's a funny language. Ad belidai, without enough. The pasuk just could have said you'll have dai veoter. How does it ad belidai? So belidai, belidai, learning lebalot is to wear out until your tongues will or your lips will wear out by saying the word dai. You become tired from doing that over now. Even though it's a funny language, because your lips do not wear out no matter how many times you say the word die. Die, you don't need your lips to say. Die is made from the palate. It's not like a word that you need your lips to say over there. So I say lav davka. It's not davka. Die, die, die is on the roof of your mouth. The lips are not involved in saying such a terminology. Yeah, they point that out. Okay. So that's the Gemara that has to do with the ma'aser situation. Okay, next one. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar taught. Bishlosha mekomot ofia ruach hakodesh. Three times, ruach hakodesh came down in order to prove that the person is a tzaddik. Bebed dino shel Shem. Okay, we'll see. That's the story in the bed din of Shem ben Noah. Ubebed dino shel Shemuel Ramati. In the bed din of Shemuel. Obed dino shel Shlomo, Obed dino Shlomo. Okay, now we have stories over here. Obed dino shel Shem came down to Obed dino Shem. Tichtiv. Now, what was the story over here? This was the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So Yehuda goes with Tamar, his daughter-in-law, and then she comes into the Obed din pregnant. They say Zaneta kala la Tamar kala techa. She committed zdut. Ve'aral is nunim. And he sees that, and he's the judge, and he says, okay, she's a bat kohen, he's posek on her that she has to have serefa. Right, course. And then she gives him I want to present this to the bench, and she shows him the eravon, the collateral that she received from him, and then he comes along and says, tzadeka, she's right, mimeni, it's from me. So the Gemara's Doresh. Vayaker Yehuda recognized the collaterals. Vayomer Tzadeka, she is right. Mimeni, from me she is pregnant. So Gemara says Minayada, which means, how does he know? Just because she returns back these items, not 100% proof that he was the father. She could have got these items somewhere. She found them. Who knows what? That's a proof. Dilma ki yechid azal ihu legaba azal nami inu shachalim legaba. Exactly, just like he went with her, could have been another guy went with her also, and also gave collaterals. Which means, how does he know for sure that it's from him just because of the collaterals? She could have been pregnant from somebody else. Yatzah bat kol ve'amra. The bat kol came out. Mimeni yatzu kevushin. These hidden secrets came from me because I wanted to bring Malchut Bet Yehuda out of this relationship over here, because he's the king, and therefore I brought Tamar together. She was very modest, and therefore he didn't realize who she was, and therefore in the Bet Din of Shem, which this happened in, Yehuda said Sadeka, and also they heard a heavenly voice, Mimeni. God said, it came from me. I orchestrated this whole event over here. Mimeni yatzu kevushin. This whole secretive situation over there is from me. Meaning, Yehuda, you're the right, you're the father. It is indeed from you. So that's in order to mazdik the tzaddik, in order to make Yehuda justify, the bat kol came down to protect him. Look at that, Ivan. Bebet dino shel Shem. Lo haya Shem chay b'ota sha'a. Shere met. Right. Shem died when Yaakov was 50 years old. When Yaakov was 50, he had no children. He wasn't even married at 50 years old. So therefore, when it says Bet Dino Shel Shem, it's his Bet Din, but he wasn't around. Ela Bet Din Shel Acharav, meaning from his students, Mebanav, Betalmidav, Vekar Bet Din Shel Shem, Bet Shemai, exactly. Like we say Bet Shemai, Bet Hillel. Even though Bet Shemai, Bet Hillel, and Shemai were not around, they were the rabbis. But their school was called Bet Shemai and Bet Hillel. Memeni Yosu Kibushim Devarim Ne'elamim Alalu, these secretive items. Mimiti yatzu shelefish Yehuda ya melech, he was the king, vehi zachta latzit memenu melachim mitok sheita tsinua bebet hamia, because she was very modest. He didn't even recognize her because she would cover herself up. He didn't even know what his daughter-in-law looked like. So because she was so modest, God rewarded her that kings would come out of her. Hamia tzaya gezera v'hum lefanai. She yitzir zera m'shenehem. Kach kibel rabbi me'ikara. That's the way my rabbi understood it. V'shna harina me'iti ha'ita sheyitzu memenu shnei benim ha'alan lechbosh ha'olam. Ah, kivushim is mashon lechbosh. These two children, Peretz and Zerah, came out lechbosh to conquer the world. So now atid Davidu Mashiach latzir memena. Who's going to conquer the world? Davidu Mashiach, which is going to come from Peretz. So therefore, these are the two conquerors. Shememenu yatzu kivushim, the two conquerors have descended. Bebeti no shel Shemuel. Okay, what was the story in the story of Shemuel and Navi? Dichtiv. Okay. Shemuel was offended. He officially was the king of Israel. He was the uncrowned king of Israel. And then they came to Shemuel and they said, "We want a king." And Shemuel said, I wasn't doing a good job. And they instead they appointed, he said, "Okay, you want a king? I'll give you a king." And he appoints Shaul. So Gemara says, "Hineni anubi neged Hashem veneged Mashiach." Let somebody come and testify in front of me, in front of God, and in front of the Mashiach, in front of Shaul. It sure me lakachti. Did I ever take anything from anybody? Did I take anybody's shor, anybody's hamor? Did I steal anything? Did I judge incorrectly? Did I take bribery? Which means I was loyal to you. Did I do anything wrong? Now you ask me for another king? Vayomeru lo ashaktanu velo ratzotanu velo lakachtu miyad ish me'uma. You took nothing. Then you're right, Shemuel. So Shemuel says, "Ed Hashem ve'ed Mashiach." Let God be a witness, and let Shaul be a witness to what's going on in Tereki. Lo mitzatem biyadi me'uma. You didn't find anything in me. Vayomer ed. So he says ed. Testimony. Who said this? Vayomer umegaile. It should say the people plurality said ed. Yes, we testify. God came down and he said, "I am a witness." Vayomer is singular. God came down to defend Shemuel and Navi. And God says, "I'll testify that Tzaddik Shemuel, he didn't take anything from the people. He is indeed a Tzaddik." Last one, the Bibinosh of Shlomo. Dichtiv, that's the famous story when the two ladies came and they both claimed that the baby is theirs. And Shlomo came along and said, "We have no choice but to split the baby." Right? And then the real mother said, No, don't split the baby, you take it. And it says, you must be the real mother. So it says, right, he said, "Gizru et ha'il behind the shnayim." Right? Split it up, give half to this one, half to that one. So the real mother said, give it to her. So he says, and the other one said, "Nah, split it, no problem." Vayana melech vayomer, "Tinu la hayalu dahai, vamit lot mituhu." He immo. Shlomo Kalogan says, "Give it to this one, she is the mother." Minayada, dilma erume me'arma. Which means, how does he know from that? Could be she's tricking him. Could be she knows that psychology to come along and say, "Give it to her," in order to trick Shlomo to think that she's the real mother. So how could he know just from that's it's not DNA, it's not a clear proof that is the mother, he's using psychology. "Oh, she doesn't want to see her child die into two. Maybe that was the old trick." So the Gemara says, "Yatzah bat kol ve'amra, hi immo." A heavenly voice came down and said, "Hi immo." God came up. Shlomo did his thing. And then the voice came down and said, "It is indeed the mother." That's how we know. Look at the Ibam, last one. Okay, we saw that one. Betinu she Shlomoel, l'kol ha'olam, Yisrael amru ed, ha'edekhti v'yomer b'yisrael echlu yachid. Okay, which is shot is v'yomer ed means by Shemuel, b'nei Yisrael said ed, and b'nei Yisrael considered one entity. But according to the Rashi, the Gemara, v'yomer, God said ed, and God also came in Shlomo and said, "He immo." Baruch Adonai Shalom. Amen v'amen.